Matt, this is great news for you. I saw this on Barstool Sports, so it may even be totally fake. Mm-hmm. It's not fake, but it may not be the most accurate mm-hmm. news source. Mm-hmm. But they said there's a study there. They were reporting on a study, not that they did, that Ozempic not only, when you lose weight, makes your downstairs area appear bigger, it actually makes it bigger.
Really?
Well, I heard the exact opposite.
The article was, I mean, there's like, it doesn't just look bigger because you lost weight. It actually makes it bigger.
I heard the Ozempic is making it smaller, but maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, I'm citing Barstool Sports, some link they shared, so I don't know.
I can only go based on what I have been told by my wife.
And
it's working.
Okay.
It's working, yes. But it's smaller.
Yes. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That report is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm reading from another source. It's not just Barstool Sports that it says Ozempic penis. Male users reveal shocking change to their genitalia. Some say up to an inch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, you could double in size with Ozempic.
I know. I just typed it in ChatGPT, and for some reason it came out, does politics make your penis smaller?
Oh, of course.
Yours says that.
Of course it does.
You better hope not. You better hope not.
It's just no, politics do not make your penis smaller. There's no scientific evidence that your political
plan. But it makes your wife's libido go
way down. Way down.
Yes.
Did you hear what Trump said yesterday? Like, nah, like, I have a headache.
Oh, look at me. Now I have diarrhea. It's weird. I don't know.
You check out the new Jake Tapper book about Biden. Oh, gosh. Stop, please. Take my genitals off.
I wonder if it's because I'm trying to think here. If it could be like
just more blood flow? Or?
Maybe, but also you lose weight, so then you're more active mm-hmm. in general, which gets your blood pumping. And so, yeah, maybe it's better just circulation and blood flow anyway.
Yeah, probably.
Why did I say it said smaller?
I don't know. You also had politics.
Could you get off ChatGPT while
I'm
we're doing
on
the
Google
show?
Now.
Oh, okay. Why? You ran out of free searches?
That'll be helpful.
All right, here it is. According to the New York Post, but you know.
That's where I was, yeah.
It says male users reveal shocking change to their genitalia.
Yeah.
It says the miracle drug that promises. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm going to start taking it. You're right, Jared. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. It's like Ozempic needed even more reasons for people to want to take
God.
It.
Oh, my God. I know. No
pressure on a bigger own. Huh?
You know how they have off-brands? Like, for instance, Motrin is the same thing as Advil, the same thing as ibuprofen. All they have to do is market it different. Just Ozempia. Making penises larger.
Right. Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be. You know, it's like Benadryl. It's also in this for allergies, but it's also a sleep medicine.
Right.
Just market it different. Now you all of a sudden have a drug that they're going to sell, and you could probably pay cash for it to make it bigger.
Trust me. This is why it's taking so long to get access, for everyone to have access to it. Because I think the marketing's working. How else can we do this? Where else can we put it? How else can we say it's going to be the best thing ever?
And that's I would volunteer to give Jason one of my jabs, but I'm concerned that he would jab it directly into his unit. And then he would hold that against somehow my fault.
But like, Matt, did it work?
Yeah.
I'm going to see how long it takes to make it bigger. Because right now it's already, you know.
Like I said, you can double in size.
Fun.
Go to two.
Yeah.